Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Sunday, April 14th. On today's show, the debate rages on in the market regarding the expectations for a better economy by 2025. Plus, the business estimator rebounds by 12.5% in the first bimester. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with news from Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. Figma is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool. The new capabilities aim to make it easier for users to get started and organize projects in FigJam. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent, Abby. What can you tell us about these new AI features Figma is introducing?
Figma is leveraging generative AI to enhance FigJam in a few key ways. First, they are adding a tool to help users create new FigJam boards more easily. When faced with a blank canvas, users can now describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get them started. Another new feature uses AI to automatically organize the digital sticky notes that teams use to capture ideas and tasks on the FigJam board. As boards grow, they can become unwieldy, so Figma is using AI to intelligently sort the stickies into thematic groups. This could be by subject, person responsible, or other logical groupings. Lastly, Figma added an AI-powered summarization tool. When a FigJam board gets very large and complex, the AI can automatically generate a concise summary of the key points and themes from all the content captured on the sticky notes. This saves users from having to manually synthesize everything themselves.
Those sound like helpful enhancements for making sense of complex collaborative projects. Do we know what AI technology Figma is using under the hood to power these new capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models and has adapted them to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts and objects. They've also implemented warning systems to prevent users from generating any harmful or inappropriate content.
Interesting. Figma has really expanded beyond its original designer user base with FigJam. How significant is the non-designer audience at this point?
It's actually quite substantial. According to Figma's chief product officer, Yuki Yamashita, 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are not designers. The whiteboard format has proven popular for all sorts of cross-functional collaboration on projects spanning design, product, engineering, marketing, and more. This broad appeal aligns with recent survey data from 451 Group, showing that 71% of employees struggle with collaboration in their work. Tools like FigJam that can make it easier to ideate and coordinate complex projects are clearly in high demand.
When will users be able to try out these new AI-assisted features in FigJam?
Figma is launching these generative AI capabilities in FigJam as an open beta starting today, so users can begin experimenting with them immediately while Figma gathers feedback and further refines the user experience.
Thanks for the insights on how AI is enhancing collaborative work in FigJam, Abby. Shifting gears now, bienvenidos a Simply Economics desde México. Hoy tenemos noticias alentadoras sobre la economía. Según datos preliminares del Estimador de Cifras de Negocios, o SN, las ventas registraron un crecimiento interanual del 3.6% en febrero. Esto lleva el crecimiento acumulado en lo que va del año a un sólido 2.5%. Para más detalles, tenemos con nosotros a nuestra corresponsal. Cuéntanos qué sectores están impulsando este crecimiento en las ventas.
Así es, David. Vemos un desempeño positivo generalizado en varios sectores clave de la economía. En el sector manufacturero, industrias como los aceites, la carne, las bebidas, el tabaco, los productos químicos y los minerales no metálicos registraron fuertes ventas. Lo mismo ocurrió con la molinería, la panadería, los productos metálicos, la maquinaria, los textiles y las prendas de vestir. Solo las ventas de azúcar y papel presentaron resultados adversos.
Interesante. ¿Y qué hay del sector comercial y de servicios? ¿También están viendo un repunte?
Definitivamente. En el comercio se observaron sólidos crecimientos en las ventas de combustibles, insumos agropecuarios, productos para el hogar, alimentos, productos farmacéuticos, ropa y en la venta y mantenimiento de vehículos. Y en el sector servicios se destacaron los incrementos en las ventas de servicios de transporte, servicios a empresas y servicios a hogares. Así que estamos viendo una recuperación bastante amplia.
Esto ciertamente pinta un panorama alentador para la economía mexicana en los primeros meses del año. ¿Crees que esta tendencia positiva en las ventas se mantendrá en los próximos meses?
Bueno, siempre hay incertidumbre, pero estos datos preliminares del SN, que mide las ventas declaradas ante la Dirección Nacional de Ingresos Tributarios, son un buen indicador de corto plazo. Si la dinámica positiva en las manufacturas, el comercio y los servicios se mantiene, podríamos ver que este crecimiento de doble dígito en las ventas se sostenga. Pero habrá que seguir monitoreando de cerca los datos en los próximos meses.
Gracias por el reporte y el análisis. Estaremos atentos a la evolución de estos indicadores. Y con esto, concluimos nuestras noticias de hoy. Gracias por sintonizar Simply Economics desde México. Nos vemos mañana.